summer of 1995 when I had the pleasure of her company. We spoke on the phone, so the smoky voice with a distinctive New York accent came as no surprise. What did surprise me was the arrival of a striking woman, some 73 years young, with outrageously violet eyes. Her spirit, her humor, her anger, her sheer joie de vivre lit up the room like neon. She was recommended by Noelle Hanrahan as an agent who represented radicals with pleasure and skill. That's certainly true. She's a total pro, a good friend, an adversary against the system. Those are but some of the qualities of the remarkable Frances Golden. Yet this reminds me of a story. I was visited by an old guy. His name is Staunton Lynn, scholar, lawyer, and historian, who asked my assistance in getting a book published on a deadly prison riot in Ohio. When I mentioned my agent's name, he told me he knew her well. In fact, that they had met in 1959. He said they both worked on something called the Cooper Square Alternative Plan, an attempt to provide affordable housing for poor and working class folks in the Lower East Side. It took decades to make it happen, he said, but Frances did it. She fought City Hall and powerful real estate interests, and she won. Remarkable. That is vintage Frances, but just a part of who she is. She's a fighter and a winner. She ran for state senate on the American Labor Party before I was born in 1951. I told you about Cooper Square. She was also a member of the Metropolitan Council on Housing, a citywide organization. She's a well-known and dedicated anti-death penalty activist. She's also active in local work for regime change, you know, in the United States of America. And she's a strong ally of lesbian and gay rights. Some of the writers she represents: Barbara Kingsolver, Marty Duberman, Dorothy Allison, and Adrian Rich. Oh, remember the old guy I told you about? In August 2004, Staunton Lynn's book, Lucasville, The Untold Story of a Prison Uprising, will be available at a bookstore near you. That's just a glimpse at the remarkable Frances Golden. This is her friend, Mumia Abu-Jamal.